I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Monday. Good Martin Luther King Day. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. Live and local. And do I have a couple of nuggets? Before we get to the big story of the day, of all days, I don't know, Virginia is a bit goofy that on Martin Luther King Day, they do lobbying day, is what they call it. And people show up there as if they're going to buttonhole the governor who may or may not be in blackface that day. So thousands of people already are joining up for what the media is just praying. Imagine this narrative on the heels of the trial tomorrow. Charlottesville 2.0. On the heels of the Trump impeachment slash trial. Yep, he gets his comeuppance and if things go badly today. And the nugget is that apparently the Antifa creeps, who are the source of every bit as much, if not more, of what happened in Charlottesville, than the neo-Nazis, the fascists, the Tiki Boys, they apparently are mixed in with the Second Amendment militia, the protesters. They're mixed in with them in order to infiltrate and then start trouble. That's what the idea is. So we'll replay for you, because Joe Biden and others yesterday in a black church talked about Charlottesville again. The media lazily goes down that path. You know how it goes. But a couple of things. One, couple of nuggets on Wildwood. So, through a source, Jeff Van Drew is out there. Now, he could be touting this, Dan, a little bit much because of his importance in this, but it is important. I mean, that's why President Trump is coming to Wildwood. Jeff Van Drew claims, and I don't doubt him, that 100,000 tickets plus have been requested for the Wildwood rally, which is, what, 8 days away? So it could even go higher. Imagine 100,000 people. Dan, if that happened, we'd have to get Hank Johnson on that day, and I'd have to ask him the question. I'm afraid that Wildwood is sinking into the sea. We may need Fetchel.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
That was Guam. He wasn't talking about Wildwood, but what the heck? It could be Wildwood. So picture that, 100,000 people. Now, they're not all going to show up. They, you know, we'll see in the end. Even if 50,000 people show up into that space, though, that's a huge number. The other is our buddy, the man at the shore, Hurley in the Morning, Harry Hurley, put out a piece that someone sent me, taking a look at what the Democrats are up to. Now, they're up to two things. As you know, if you listen to the show, the mayor, our buddy, Mayor Triano, is no longer mayor. He was defeated this past November. Pretty close election by a guy named Byron is his last name, I believe. He's a Democrat. A, Mayor Byron is out there now harumphing and keeping tabs, he says. Can you see this? Keeping tabs on how much the Trump visit is going to cost. He shouldn't have to pay for that. Now, Dan, if we get him on, Mayor Byron this week would be good to get on. I think any reasonable person would make the point, wait a minute, just think of the publicity, the dollar value that brings to Wildwood for the 2 or 3 days around it, the national publicity about the town. really, come on. The unearned income, you know, where you don't have to pay for it. It's got to be tens of millions of dollars. So what's the Trump visit going to cost the city of Wildwood? Who knows? I can just see. I could just see when they get done tabulating it. Here's the nugget, though. And if you're in that area, I'd love to hear from you. Now, it is a holiday, so maybe traffic is not quite as bad. But Route 47 South, Delsey Drive, is being closed and detoured for what is being called priority road work repair beginning this week. Now, I'm not sure. Yes, beginning at 7 a.m. Monday, Martin Luther King Day, these guys are working. Wait a minute. New Jersey DOT is scheduled to close and detour Route 47 in both directions between Indian Trail Road and Springer's Mill Road for priority repairs to a culvert that is compromising the roadway. The project is anticipated to be completed by June 2020. Now, some people are crying foul. Dan, you're a guy at the shore. I mean, I had to tell you where Route 47 is, but sort of. just saying.
Well, I knew Delsey Drive.
Delsey Drive, yes.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that people will do. I've done that to try to get around traffic, which is going to be intense that day on January 28th, coming into Wildwood for the President Trump event. So if you shut down traffic in both ways there, wow. I think that's one of the best ways in, is it not? Delsey Drive. All right, so those are a few things happening with the Trump visit that are even more amazing than I originally thought. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210 and you're on board. So what we see playing out today in Virginia, in the state capitol, in Richmond, is a pretty massive rally. And again, the Washington Post and others are calling this Charlottesville 2.0. Now, we'll play for you throughout the show exactly what President Trump said. But here we go again with the Antifa boys. They're marching with the Second Amendment people. You should also know this. You know now, if you listen to talk radio, that Virginia has several counties and cities and the rest of it that have made themselves sanctuary, Second Amendment citadels because of what Democrats are doing every day or planning to do every day to take every gun they can out of the citizens of really the birthplace of the nation in large measure. That was as pro-Second Amendment as any place that you would find. So that's happening right here in Pennsylvania. Several have declared themselves sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. Here in Pennsylvania, an entire county, Bradford County has done that also. So we have all that going on, and you know what happened in Charlottesville. I'll play for you what the president said, but Dan, here is David Hoke. The Parkland student, here's his take, cut six, on what's going on today in Richmond, Virginia.
The Second Amendment is being used as a right to oppress our First Amendment as children to say that we should be protected, not guns. So what I'm going to ask you to do is record a video with the hashtag #IStandWithVirginia, expressing your support for common sense gun laws in the state of Virginia. Because right now we can't show up because the Second Amendment is being used to actively threaten to kill people, including children. So record your video with #IStandWithVirginia for why you support gun violence prevention legislation in the state of Virginia. Thank you and f*** Nazis.
All right, nice at the end there. I wasn't expecting that. Nice, David Hogue. So everybody's a Nazi there if they're there for the Second Amendment, even though, now, you know what the real story of Charlottesville is. The real story is the continuation of saying what President Trump did not say. But the real story there, and I don't have a lot of confidence in the police here again of separating these people. The real story in Charlottesville was that the police did not separate the two sides. Philadelphia police would have never had allowed them to come to armed combat. Wouldn't have happened. If they had arms there that they shouldn't have had, you know, the blowtorch guy, the baseball bats and all right, they would have been told to remove them or they would have been arrested. The Philadelphia police would have prevented what we saw happen in Charlottesville. Why didn't the idiots there do it? Well, because of the idiot governor, the idiot mayor, and others. That's why that happened. So I'm praying that we don't see anything like that today, egged on by Antifa. And a Virginia state senator who's very much pro-Second Amendment has tweeted out that what they're trying to do, what she thinks could happen here with the ongoing events this morning, is that, you know, under the Patriot Act, under a couple of other acts, then people like the people that we see rallying, and they certainly have a Second Amendment, a First Amendment right to rally, will be declared domestic terrorist. Okay? So we're monitoring that throughout the morning, and we'll get to you. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Great stuff from our buddy Christine Flowers. Hear her 3 to 6 on Sundays. She wrote a big piece, and it's up on my Twitter, at DomShow1210. Big piece in the Delco Times, talking about me, talking about the show, and using a microcosm, which was our buddy, the new DA of Delaware County out there, Jack Stolzheimer. You know, I've never seen an interview which I thought was, you know, fairly difficult, but not incredibly difficult, get so much play. So thanks to that, it's a good read. It lays out what she sees this guy as and why it's such a big deal that it's coming to the suburbs. All right, side question of the day today. Easy side question. In honor of Martin Luther King, and we got a lot to say about that today, the most inspirational person for you. In other words, your favorite inspirational person. Who is it that inspires you? Who is it that inspires positive emotions? Could be in any walk of life, could be in any way, shape, or form. Might even be a negative one. When you see Elizabeth Warren, you're inspired to work harder to make sure that doesn't happen. 855-839-1210. We played mine the other day. Winston Churchill speaking to me, that speech, The Darkest Hour, that's as inspirational as it gets. He's the all-time best. He's right up there with Martin Luther King as a speaker, I think. I think King's better, but Winston Churchill right there. Dan, do you have one?
I'm going to be trash for my answer.
Yes.
And I'll explain why. Barack Obama.
Okay.
I don't support him. I don't like him. I don't like his policies. But there's nobody in the world that can say he was not an inspirational person, or that's how he got as famous as he was, because he projected inspiration.
Yes. Hope and change. Not necessarily anything behind that. But, boy, it's a long reach. Wow. Had to get the commercials there. Quite a long reach. Thought I was could reach a little bit longer than that. Okay, so Barack Obama, definitely. All right, we're on the cusp of the quote big day tomorrow. Notice these guys; they don't start to Tuesday. I know it is Martin Luther King Day, but I mean, my God, and they don't start to 1 o'clock. What's that about? Tomorrow. Ah, we need a long lunch. You know, we can't start.
Can we start our show at like 11?
Yes, tomorrow? I mean, the idea. They would start at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Oh, my God. Come on now. How could we be thinking at that time? And go through till take a dinner break of, I give them 40 minutes, not even 45, and then come back at 7 and work to midnight. Might be done by the end of the week then. You could talk all you want. You just have to do it on long days. That's all. Get it over with. 855-839-1210. You got a line. You're here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. By the way, one of the things that was found over the weekend was the warehouses, I guess, and I don't know that we have the full details on how much yet, of FEMA supplies that were going to people in Puerto Rico. Remember that whole thing? Trump doesn't care. Trump's not sending it there. Once again, corruption, God knows what, incompetency. Can you imagine if you sent, say, $20, $30 million of supplies to a place like Philadelphia to be given out to people that were stricken by some disaster? I would say over-under figure of a million would actually get the people out of 20 million. And that's just because they're incompetent even at stealing. You know, there'd be a fight over it, so they'd have to give up some of it. That's what happens. That's what happens with places like Puerto Rico and governments like that. It's corrupt. It's incompetent. It's all those things put together. Okay, so we got the big rally in Virginia. That is the story today, how that goes, particularly with Antifa mixed in, and also with the governor and other Democrats wanting to use the Patriot Act and God knows what else in order to label people that are Second Amendment proponents domestic terrorists. Now, I'm sure there are some white supremacists mixed in. So let's play one more time because, again, every Democrat imaginable. Well, let me play you Joe Biden. Now, this is Biden at his most halting also, meaning this man, I don't know how they can push his carcass to the finish line. I mean, it's amazing. He's speaking at a black church yesterday, linking President Trump to today's rally, to the KKK, and going back to Charlottesville once again. Here's the great man.
I thought you could defeat hate, but hate only hides. It never fully goes away. And so, when those folks came out of those fields in Charlottesville carrying torches, close your eyes and remember what you saw. Their veins bulging, hate in their eyes, preaching and saying the same anti-Semitic bile that was said back in the 30s in Germany and accompanied by the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists. And a young woman was killed. And they asked the president what he thought. And he said there were very fine people on both sides. What I realized is that hate just hides. And when it comes out from under the rocks, when it gets a little bit of oxygen. And you all know what we have to do now. We all have to do what we did before. It's back. We got to stand up and we got to fight. All of us have to fight. And say enough. Enough, enough, enough. We're about to celebrate. And I'll get out. I'm sorry. Go on, Doc. I'm finishing. It's contagious when you're in a black church. We can, in fact, we're at another inflection point, just like when Bull Connor came along.
He thought he drove
a stake in the heart of the movement. This president and his, the Ku Klux Klans and the rest of them, they think they've beaten us again. But they have no idea. We're just coming back. God love you all.
My God, that's the best he can muster. All right, every Martin Luther King Day, you know, for the last 10 or 15, I've suggested, rather than the big scorecard that allows people like Biden, the Reverend Al, and others, every person out there, to pontificate about somebody like Trump, conservatives, America's hateful. Couldn't it be balanced by showing the improvements that have happened, albeit with big disclaimers? It's imperfect, meaning America's imperfect. Sure, there are still elements of this stuff, but wouldn't it be helpful? Would that be so bold? You know what? That would be that you're denying racism. If you talk about some of the biggest things that have happened in our lifetime, I don't know what America Joe Biden and these other Democrats are inhabiting. They're not inhabiting it either. It's just from the playbook. They just turn to that page. Oh, Martin Luther King Day. It's a day that we say these things. Let's freshen it up. Let's go back to Charlottesville again. Here's what the president actually said. The money shot around Charlottesville as, by the way, he was taking questions impromptu as this was happening, that a lot of presidents wouldn't have done. Here's what President Trump said.
You had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. No, George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
Okay. So, as I see it too, I mean, you can say this is mangled, it's on the spot, it's whatever, but it's pretty clear. Were there people there that just wanted to either protest the statue being taken down or to say it ought to stay up? Yes, 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 yes. That's exactly right. But a guy like Biden, who has no cognitive capability that I can see, and certainly no ability to articulate it, is just following. He has become the most virulent about Charlottesville and trying to link that to Trump and trying to link that Martin Luther King Day. So every year, Martin Luther King Day becomes progressives attacking America, attacking conservatives, attacking now Trump and Trump supporters. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. At the end of your call, just hit us with who inspires you. Who's your favorite? Who is it that does it? Now, Dan, I think you'd like to, you put down your Barack Obama out of the, President Obama out of the box. Mm-hmm. You wanted to take another one off the board.
Yeah, I want to take Jesus off the board.
Yes.
Because we did get a caller with Jesus, but it's so obvious, Dom. It's like...
Right.
Like, if we think of the inspirational figure of all time,
well, of course,
it's obviously going to be Jesus, right?
Right.
So let's take him off the board, give other people a fair shake.
Yes, exactly right. So, and we're taking President Trump off the board for the same reason. We know people are going to say that. We're looking for a little bit more personal, a little bit more imaginative, maybe to get people on Martin Luther King Day to go, yeah, I never thought about that. That's a good one. That kind of thing. So, so far then, we have Churchill, President Obama, Jesus, and Trump. That's Mount Rushmore. All right, you got
to
move
dinner with those four.
You got to move off Mount Rushmore. You got to come off and come up with your own here. That's what we'd like to hear at the end of your call. Here's how you get in: 855-839-1210. Coming up, President Trump. Now, I don't know if this was intentional. On the birthday of Mrs. Obama, has restructured, I think, correctly, the dreaded school lunch program. But oh no, that's not how progressives see it. He just wants kids to eat tater fries or whatever they are and pizza, not all the vegetables that they really want to eat.
Tater fries.
Tater fries. What are they?
Tater tots.
Tater tots. Well, I think there's tater fries too. I'm kind of thinking
those are just called fries.
They're sweet potato fries.
There you go.
Those are good for you though. All right. 855.
All fries are tater fries though.
855-839-1210. Yeah, the tater tots out there in your school kids' lunch. Trump's doing it. He's making it.
Also, remember the fact that you said vegetable or whatever you said.
That was vegetable. That was intentional.
Vegetable.
That was intentional. Right, it's inflection. Right. Get with the show. So we see the tale of the Second Amendment. We see people who support the right to bear arms and protect themselves and the usual stuff. And we see the Washington Post and others call this Charlottesville 2.0. Yet in Philadelphia, 10 more people shot over the weekend, two more fatally. I don't know if I have the number here of what it is. It is appalling. Just the numbers shot, let alone the numbers that were shot to death in Philadelphia. It is at a much brisker pace than last year in January. You can't look at these things month by month. You have to look at what was January the last 3 or 4 years versus January of this year. And yet, the only thing Jim Kenney and the others seem to say is, well, Philadelphia can't make its own gun laws. If they could, a lot of this would stop. Rather than it's about their policies, it's about what they've done. It's about how they have restrained police more than anything else. So our eye is on what's going on in Virginia this morning. Now, the New York Times has endorsed their candidate for president. Well, I guess they're keeping it open. They've endorsed who they think should be the Democrat nominee, and they've endorsed two people. Can you imagine them sitting around? Oh, this is going to be clever. They've endorsed both women. Yeah. And may the better woman win. And that will be the nominee. It is stunning to see this play out this morning. No Bernie. This seems to be another attempt of the establishment to gang up on Bernie. And I think it's just going to bring more and more rejection as we go forward. But imagine endorsing not one, but now two people. And if you're just joining us, I told you at the top of the show, a couple of nuggets about the big event with President Trump. And I'd love to know if you're coming. Wow, what time you plan on getting there? Jeff Van Drew, a source indicates, says 100,000 people have asked for tickets to this event. Now, my theory, Dan, on that is, yeah, Trump has done rallies in Hershey. It takes almost as long to get to Wildwood as it does to Hershey, depending on where you are in the Philadelphia area, right? Maybe. But Hershey sounds like it's a million miles away. Wildwood is where we go, the Jersey Shore and all that, so people feel it's home. And I don't think these are just people in Jersey. I think it's Philadelphia, the surrounding area. I think it's around the country. People are intrigued by this one for some reason that is incredible. So I think most people are predicting you're going to see 50,000 plus people on a cold January day in Wildwood. That will be amazing. If you're Democrats, if you're progressives, you got to take a look at that and go, wow, how in the world would they ever draw something like that? What is it that's propelling it? The other thing that I told you is a number of conservatives in the area think it's a dirty play here that the Democrat-controlled bodies there suddenly are closing down Delcy Drive in both directions in order to do some road work. Both directions. If you're in that area, if you're in, you know, it's a holiday, sort of. Although I think about a third of American businesses are open today or more. So we won't know until tomorrow, though. But what is it like for traffic when you have both directions of the Delcy Drive closed down until June as they're doing this alleged road work? And you can imagine with, say, 30,000, 40,000 vehicles coming to Wildwood, something like that, what that's going to be like with the road closures. I wouldn't be surprised if he do other things to try to make it uncomfortable for people coming to Wildwood. And the mayor, who Dan's going to get on, Mayor Byron, Democrat, over the weekend making all kind of noise, they're keeping tabs on how much the president's visit cost because they shouldn't have to pay for it. Really? Now, do you think if this were President Obama, that mayor would say anything like that? So 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and you're in. All right, let's go to Henry. He's in Bridgeport. Henry, welcome to Talk Radio 1210. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. How are you today?
Very good.
Good. I just wanted to say that a big inspiration in my life, and this was back in the day when liberals were actually anti-government. For me, it was John Lennon. He didn't speak, but he put it to music, and all of his songs, if you listen to the words, have a message.
Well, you got the tax man, among other things. What else are you thinking that's anti, all we are saying is...
Oh, wow. Revolution?
Yes.
I mean, it goes on and on and on. Imagine, all of his songs had a message in them. You know, he was even declared an enemy of the state by Nixon.
Nice by Nixon there. Okay, John Lennon. That's the kind of thing we're looking for. Inspirational figure.
One.
Yes, that's a very good one. I mean, I don't agree with Imagine, large parts of it, but yeah. More than just a songwriter. Yeah, definitely. All righty, 855-839-1210. You just hit us with a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. So, on Mrs. Obama's birthday, President Trump has given back, is the way that I would put it, a lot of authority to local school districts when it comes to the school lunch program. That's not what you're hearing, though. What you're hearing is that... President Trump is flying in the face of what's healthy. And all these articles raise the issue of how many obese kids we have, okay? What's the reason for that? The number one reason to me is these kids don't run around enough. I mean, when you look at the meals that were served in the past, when you look at how heavy meatloaf and mashed potatoes, stuff like that, right? And the school lunches that I saw, you know, my school lunch story, we had the school lunch program at King of Peace. I hated it. I dreaded it. I would just not eat most days, and I would just bury it inside the mashed potatoes, the pork and all that stuff, salty government pork, and say, yeah, that's all I didn't eat, just the mashed potatoes. And they let me go. You know, you had to clean your plate, but they let me, I didn't eat the mashed potatoes, let them go. I buried it. I put it in my mittens at one point if I had to. I was not going to eat that stuff. So is, oh, okay. I have to look at that, Dan. Little inside stuff. Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, I was saying I built you a present on your hotkey board.
Here we go.
It's finally here.
Right. Remember, that's right, when we had the school lunch program over in Cherry Hill.
Fiasco.
Yes. The battle with that. Thank you. So all this does, it simplifies school lunches. Now they can give kids so-called flavored milk, for example, low-fat chocolate milk. They'll drink it. What's wrong with that? If kids want more, they're a football player. They're a bigger kid. They have the option to do that. All this stuff of hummus bread and all this micromanaging. Look, Mrs. Obama's program of exercise, I support that. That was a good thing. But her program... of micromanaging and putting her choices in for food and doing all that. And you know what? One of the biggest things that is involved in all this, waste. I know we might have people off today. You might use another name. You may work in the school district of Philadelphia, camp, wherever. The amount of waste of food because these kids won't eat this stuff. So Trump and the Trump administration is saying, what good does that do? Why are we wasting food? You know, you don't want kids to grow up seeing food wasted, right? It's like a cardinal sin. Whether it's kids in Asia are going to be hungry, you know, all that stuff. You don't want to see any of this. And yet they're seeing a tremendous amount of this. And it's the type of thing where Cherry Hill got involved in this.
Grab them by the lapels and shake them like hell.
Yeah, that's the commentary on Cherry Hill when that was all going on, the Cherry Hill School District. They at least were trying to deal with this. So 855-839-1210, President Trump taking that apart on the birthday of Mrs. Obama. That's when the new regulations went in. What's wrong with letting the local school district model it based upon their kids, their parents, and what they want, rather than from on high? And then you have all this waste, all this money spent, and you have kids that don't want this stuff. Isn't that really ultimately on the parents? versus Mrs. Obama or the school lunch program or Washington? Doesn't it come down to the parents? But it does get at the question, why do we have so many fat kids? I give you my answer. Principally, there's not enough movement. When you were a kid, you ran an awful lot. You ran around. You did all kinds of games. You did all that stuff. If you don't do that, now, are more and more foods more processed today? Yeah, you could argue that too. That comes back to parental choice again, though, and the parents' influence, doesn't it? Rather than Washington. But now, my number one culprit would be if a kid burns up enough calories, then there's only going to be so much damage. You're not going to be obese. You might be slightly overweight. You might not be in great condition, but you're not going to be obese. And that is a national emergency. So do you deal with it from Washington, or do you try to do the other things that can encourage people to take a look at their kids? Yesterday, watched two games. I didn't have a major rooting interest necessarily in either one, other than rooting as much as I could against Andy Reid.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Why are you rooting against
him? I had a bad Andy Reid experience. I don't like Tariq Hill. I think that is unquestionable. And Tariq Hill, their star, I mean, he scored the first two touchdowns, comes out of the tunnel, gets down on all fours, and simulates he's urinating like a dog. All right, among other things. So, no, not rooting against. I am rooting against Andy Reid. When he was here, I just thought he was obnoxious. Now, players seem to like him, and I think most of Philadelphia is rooting for Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. Not only that, I don't think this guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. That's the last, you know, given everything. But if he wins in the Super Bowl, it goes in the Hall of Fame, without a doubt.
I'm really curious to see what the general attitude is here in Philadelphia. So at Dom Show 1210 on Twitter, are you supporting Andy Reid in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, maybe a lot of people probably don't care. Maybe you really have to be into the Eagles or into sports. I'm not sure. I think you'll see that'll be the story here locally. On WIP, they have people that are mostly supportive, which I was kind of surprised at. Angelo not, which is good. I'm watching, too, footage of what's going on in Richmond, Virginia. I don't know about thousands and thousands of people, but they do have substantial crowds. It's lobbying day. They do that on Martin Luther King Day for some reason. And the thing they're lobbying about is the issue of Second Amendment rights. So we're watching to see, because Antifa is mixed in with the Second Amendment people. And the reason they're doing that is they're trying to dress like them, etc. If they start trouble, then the militia / Second Amendment will be blamed. I don't know too many groups in America that are more dangerous, more punkish, just more out of control than Antifa in places like Philadelphia. Yet, somehow or another, because they say they're anti-fascist, progressives don't seem to get that. They seem to be okay. They're against the fascists. They're not using fascist tactics on college campuses and places like Philadelphia. Of course they are. Remember this? Here's Chris Cuomo. Fredo, this will be 5C. Why Antifa is different than these neo-Nazi types?
Do you want to talk about Antifa or Black Lives Matter or any of the groups that assembled that day to fight against neo-Nazis? You make a moral equivalent between those two actions, you're making a mistake in America. The president did it that day. And you know it was a mistake. I don't know why you don't own that.
No. Chris, you and I have talked about this before. I do not make any differentiation between neo-Nazis and Antifa. Just because they claim in their name that they are anti-fascist, their tactics are, in fact, totally fascist.
One of the groups who was created to kill people they don't like. The other group,
and so was
Black Lives Matter,
Antifa
has hangers-on and aberrant actors within their ranks. But the groups were not created to destroy parts of humanity.
It's not aberrant within Antifa. They put on masks and helmets, and they show up with clubs to damage property and to
bad
hurt people.
They are thugs.
They are America's brown shirts, and there is no difference between Antifa and those neo-Nazis. Both sides are thugs. Both sides are reprehensible. Look, here's the point about both sides is a lot of really nasty people showed up there intending to do harm, and that's terrible. There were also very good people on both sides. And by the way, you say there was no one good protesting on to maintain
statues.
Who would disagree with you is the New York Times. The New York Times, who quoted in August, they interviewed Michelle Percy, who showed up with a group of people who, according to the New York Times, had no interest in racism, but they did have interest in free speech and in preserving
Confederate monuments. Did she march alongside the neo-Nazis?
Those people,
they were in Charlottesville. Not that
together.
Day for that march,
look,
Steve.
Chris.
And that is the confusion
of it. Yes, she was there. And
No, she did not march next to neo-Nazis, Steve.
My goodness, dumbness as a national disease. And there's Fredo, okay? But Antifa, they're the good guys because they say they are. Not their actions, just what they say. Well, because they're against the other side that they can pin and connect to Trump. So we're watching this morning to see what happens in Virginia. And hopefully it'll be relatively mild. Because if it's not, this will be the preamble to tomorrow's Senate trial. We'll get into the Senate trial in the next hour, too. 855-839-1210. All right, on Twitter, Dan, who are we getting that is an inspirational figure?
Yes, yeah, so we got a Jimmy Carter. Jack Wilson.
Jack Wilson.
I don't know who that is. Dennis Gordon says an ordinary man has to do extraordinary things.
Okay.
High school football coach who just passed away today, James Algio from LC. I don't know if you know that one.
From LC.
Yep. Don't know what that means. But
okay.
David Jeremiah, Margaret Thatcher, Chuck Swindoll, Ronald Reagan, Dr. John Perkins, John Wanamaker.
John Wanamaker, and the pipe organ out, yes.
And Dick Winters.
Dick Winters, okay. Dick Winters, yeah, I know that name. All right, Ronald Reagan, there's a good one. We'll take that one, too. All right, we'll go inside the vortex in the 10 o'clock hour. Joe will hit us with his. And coming up, President Trump now started over the weekend, now gone after anchor babies, and even more annoying, I guess, and more public than that, the birth tourism people, the people that come here, they have money just to buy U.S. citizenship.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.